If you can hit it with something, it's a drum. Music is not something you learn. It is something you unleash. Forget music theory. Invent your own theory. LMMS will get you started. Take the LMMS tutorial and hit that can. I consider cans to be bell-like instruments or cymbals, and I think it is a good idea to leave higher-pitched sounds for last. When you start with plastic bottles, you get a sound that fills the background of your song. There's just more echo, and the sound is more profound and somehow longer. I don't use forks in my house, so I brought one of my metal chopsticks with me. I will start by playing my water bottle. It is a thick, rectangular, 2-liter, face-twisting watermelon juice bottle. I won't start with just one strike of the bottle. I like my drums complex. But more than that, I like to hit my drums in such a way that it creates a double sound, a transition between two sounds. At first, you will hear the two hits separately. Then I will mix them up a little bit. Upon the resolution of the intro, I will very gently introduce a third hit, also based on my water bottle. But that is just to give an occasional, deeper feel, as if an exclamation mark at the end of a sentence. The tempo will be set at 280 beats per minute, about twice the speed of techno, and I will slowly turn up the reverb, bass boost, and equalizer as we go. I have recently purchased a little red mixing bowl for my salads, and I grabbed it last time I was downstairs. We will use it to deepen the drum, creating an evolving exclamation mark. I also hit my water bottle too hard on the edge, and rather than it making a sound, it was the metal chopstick that stole the show. So I'll mix in a gentle metallic sound, as if to throw in a bit of jalapeno into our salad. It just happens that the metallic sounds help us move, so the introduction jumps right into fast dance. Grab onto something and give this a listen. Now, no drum kit is complete without a plastic bucket and a fruit can. Though unintimidating raw, with a touch of bass, a bucket is as mighty as it sounds. I recently printed out a wallet prototype doodad, and it turns out to be very drum-like when struck with my chopsticks. So as the sound winds down, I introduce it to add a little bit of wood-like drum, but I hit it very quickly. Here is the song in full. I hope you enjoy it. After the song, I have included the raw, unfiltered version. It may not be very fun to listen to, but it is very interesting to hear the raw instruments. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And now, for the raw, unprocessed version.